The multi-award-winning novelist Rose Tremain has more than a dozen books to her name. Her 1989 novel, Restoration, first brought her to many readers' attention, and since then her books have been noted for the atmospheric creation of places and personalities she explores, often in a historical setting. Her latest publication, however, is a collection of short stories called The American Lover, which cover a wide range of themes and settings, and Rose Tremain joins us from the Norfolk studio to discuss some of those stories with us now. Rose, it's nearly maybe 10 years since you last published a collection of short stories. So why did you decide to return to this form at this point in your writing career?
Well, in fact, short stories don't work quite like the novel, where you have a start point and a sort of likely end point. I've been collecting these stories indeed over the last 9 or 10 years. So you could say more or less I'm always writing short stories. Now and again. I was saying to somebody the other day that I think they come to me about as frequently as poems seem to come to poets, which is to say not very often, but when they do come, they have to be attended to. I tend to have to give up whatever I'm doing and seize them before they fly away.
So when it comes to compiling a collection like this, is the challenge more to curate, to edit what you have available to you because you've been writing away over the years?
Yes, I usually pause when I've got, say, maybe 10 or 12, and I think, how is this looking as a collection? And then maybe take some of the weaker ones out. And what I did in this case was to write two of the longer stories to give the collection more substance and to make it diverse. I mean, this is a collection, as you will have realised, that's not really thematically linked. I mean, there are various ways you can go with a short story collection. One of them is to try to sort of theme in the stories one with another. But what I've been aiming for here is what I think you could call it sort of maximum diversity.
I think that's a fairly accurate description. With that in mind, it's maybe difficult to get a sense of the wide cast of characters you create on the page, but let's try to give people a little sense of what's there. For example, your opening story, the title of the book, The American Lover. Maybe introduce us to your principal character here, Beth. Tell us more about her.
Well, Beth is very young. She's 19, and she lives a sort of... at the point of crisis when the story starts, she's living a very ordinary life in London. She's sort of a middle-class girl, and we imagine that her life might go in a sort of fairly ordinary kind of way. She has a job working at the gift wrap counter in Harrods, which was a job that I had many, many years ago. And then one fatal day, she's introduced to a man called Thaddeus, who's an American photographer, who is much older than her. He's the same age as her father. And it's one of those irresistible, absolutely devastating moments in a life where she knows that she is going to be enslaved to this person, that she can do nothing about it. Her mother says to her, when she realizes that this affair is going on, she says, "Oh, you should be ashamed." And Beth, the young girl, says, "I love my shame. I'm proud of my shame. My shame is what gives my life meaning." So it's one of those all-enveloping love affairs that occasionally happen in people's lives. And I think we probably suspect from the outset that the outcome of it is not going to be very good, because we meet Beth a few years later when actually she has been wounded both physically and mentally by what has happened with her American lover.
And what interested you then about Beth? I mean, was she somebody familiar to you then? I mean, there are little echoes of your own story there, but what was it about her that you thought, right, this is my key story, in fact, I'm going to take the title of the collection from her story?
I didn't actually know which was going to be the title of a story in the collection, and that was sort of decided in conference with the editors. I think I've always been very, very interested in, and I feel that I never actually had quite nailed the idea of the devastating love affair, the thing which, if you measure your life as a kind of a heartbeat, the thing which makes the monitor go kind of off the scale, and its consequences. And I think that perhaps this thing can happen at any age, but I was very interested in the idea that it happens to this girl when she's very young, before she really knows who she is. And so when it goes wrong, she has no or very few resources in herself for dealing with it. I was also interested in making her a writer, that I think it's been true in my own life that I have been able to sort of make sense of sort of what you might call catastrophes or crises in my own life by not necessarily writing about them, but by putting some of the feelings of them into the next thing that I was writing. And this is what Beth does. She writes the story of this love affair which has gone wrong. And this, in my story, this brings her great fame and fortune. But then, of course, as we all know, there is the downside to fame and fortune. It can be as destructive as a destructive love affair. And so she's, in a way, she's sort of destroyed twice. It's a story that operates a bit like a Russian doll. You open one portal, and then inside is another one, and inside that, another one still. So all these things happening in a life before it's sort of hardly started, really. I mean, she's only 19. I was just very interested to explore how she might survive it or not.
Yes, there are sections in the story where one is reading it through closed fingers nearly. But what's interesting about that story is that this is maybe a quiet, a private character. Then we leap forward to a story like The Jester of Astapova. And here we have the death or the imminent death of Leo Tolstoy at the heart of your story. But yet you focus on an outsider, a character we don't know as the heart of this story. Maybe tell us a little bit about this one.
Yes, I mean, I think probably a lot of your listeners will know what happened at the end of Tolstoy's life, which is rather a sort of haunting and terrible story, which is that he, in his 80s and not well at all, he ran away from his estate in the middle of the night in order to get rid of his wife, who was driving him mad with her sort of poking and prying at his papers, her anxiety about his will. He did this sort of mad thing of escaping. And When I learned how his end came about, which is that he's on his way to see his sister, and he's on this train in the middle of nowhere, somewhere between Smolensk and Moscow, and he's taken very ill, and so he stops at this little station called Astapovo, and he's taken in by the station master. His daughter Sasha is travelling with Tolstoy, and he's very ill over a period of several days, and that is where he dies. So it's a most extraordinary death for the most adored and famous writer in Russia to have in this little sort of way station in the middle of nowhere. To me, the story, just knowing that story, wasn't really enough because I didn't want to just write the story as it is, which would, I think, give the reader a sort of a feeling of biographical unease. They would say, well, why am I not reading the real history? Did these things happen or did they not happen? And then I had the idea of actually using the secondary character, about whom absolutely nothing is known, and so I felt free to make a lot of things up, namely the station master, and to make to invent certain things in his own life, in particular a marriage which is not good, that mirror the Tolstoy's, and to have the whole thing unravel and be seen from his point of view. From the minute I decided that, I had something that is both true and fiction, which is a dangerous, very dangerous line to walk, but it's one that I'm quite fond of walking.
Your final story, 21st Century Juliet, it seems to me you are having fun in a way with the form here, even though it's a dark story. There's humour in there.
Yes, this is what I thought would happen in our materialistic times, that the story of Romeo and Juliet would end otherwise. It would end with Juliet marrying the rich suitor, Paris, in the play, and he becomes Perry Paris, this rather sort of over-rich, spoiled man in the story. And it's done. It's a bit tongue-in-cheek, this story. I had a lot of fun with it because it's done as a diary from this rather sort of spoiled young woman who works in publicity for a difficult Australian who calls himself Nursey because he massages the egos of the rich. And so it was fun trying to pick up all the characters, well, not all the characters, but virtually all the characters in the play Romeo and Juliet, which incidentally was the first Shakespeare play I ever read. I remember being studying it at school at quite a young age and being very, very overwhelmed by it. So it's a play for which I've always had great affection. And I thought to do something contemporary with it would just to see if I could, really. And it took me a long time to get it right, but I think the readers can have fun with it. And that was the only decision I sort of made the editors make, which is to put that story at the end because it's the one that you can go out laughing with.
Well, finally then, Rose, what is next for you? What are you in the middle of?
Well, I wish I was in the middle of something. I'm not. Being in the middle of something is a great place to be. I'm actually not there. I'm right at the beginning of something, which is it's a new novel. It's a new novel, which is not about romantic love. It's about friendship. I'm something I'm very, very interested in, but I'm very near the beginning of it. So it's in this sort of fragile state of non-being at the moment. But I hope after Christmas to be able to settle down with it.
The beginning of anything is an exciting time too, though. Thank you for joining us this evening, Rose. And The American Lover, a collection of short stories by Rose Tremaine, is published by Chatto and Windus.